From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. A report out today from the Commerce Department says businesses are spending a lot less on big ticket items. Orders for durable goods like airplanes and tractors were down 7.3% in July. Heidi Moore is the U.S. Finance and Economics Editor for The Guardian, and she's with us from New York. Heidi, welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So this drop is the steepest in nearly a year, almost twice the decline predicted by economists. What is going on?
Yeah, the biggest drop was in airplane orders, both commercial, like Boeing airplanes that you fly, you know, every so often on vacation, as well as defense airplanes. So that was the biggest drop. But then you also saw drops in things like computer equipment and electrical equipment, electronic equipment. And so that generally paints a picture that there is less demand for these really big ticket item by businesses.
Well, I want to get to the transportation part of this and the Boeing part of this in a second. But first, what would these businesses be worried about? Because it does seem that if you look at some of the other metrics in the economy, that the recovery is continuing. It's not huge, but it's, you know, it's slow but steady, and it continues to, the economy continues to get better in a lot of ways.
Yeah, there are caveats here. Number one is that durable goods numbers generally tend to be volatile. They can be sharply up, sharply down. This is just far more sharply down than people expected. In addition, we have a really volatile fall coming up with the debt ceiling potential fight. We have a lot of budget fights, you know, fights over, you know, various things surrounding the economy. And so that would make businesses nervous. You know, another thing is that airplane orders were really sharply up for the first few months. And so they're reacting badly now. But ultimately, about the economy, what this does is that it makes us take a closer look at the negative side of it. So for instance, new home sales are also down today. And that shows us that housing, which was a strong part of the economy, is now falling because interest rates on mortgages are rising. It's making housing less affordable. So if you take durable goods and then housing, and then, of course, we still have the unemployment crisis that's going on, it just shows us that maybe, yes, we're in recovery, but it is very, very, very weak, almost stagnation.
And are the people that you're talking to on Wall Street thinking that a government shutdown is likely, that the debt ceiling, that we're going to hit another one of these impasses this time?
They really don't think that the government is going to be that stupid again, but they know better than to never say never. So, you know, they're not really being particularly cautious because the trend has been, of course, that Congress figures it out at the last minute and Wall Street has panicked before all for naught. So the people I talk to, at least, don't seem determined to panic. But if you're running a business, I mean, if you're buying big ticket items, you really do want to cover your bases. What if your sales are slow? We've seen really slow sales in the retail sector. Walmart executives earlier this year were asking, where are the customers and where's their money? So those people may not be incentivized to buy, especially as we get into the last part of the year.
Well, let me just bring you back to what you mentioned earlier about Boeing and airplanes. Let's just focus on that. That's going to be one of the big headlines out of this report. What's going on there? What is happening in the transportation sector right now? And should we be concerned?
Yeah, it's a little bit tough for Boeing right now. It's hard to say whether we should be concerned, only because, you know, again, this demand for airplanes has been really high for the past few months. It might just well be that, you know, people feel like they're fulfilled considering what the demand is for transportation.
Yep.
But it's going to take us a few more months to see.
Heidi Moore is U.S. Finance and Economics Editor for The Guardian. Heidi, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.